This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. The waters surrounding the Florida Keys are loved by locals and tourists for fishing, diving, and just their beauty. They're also facing a lot of problems. Now there's a new plan to protect the marine environment. It's been more than 20 years since the last comprehensive plan to manage the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary. Now the sanctuary is releasing a restoration blueprint that will include four different alternatives for protecting coral reefs, mangroves, and seagrass flats around the Keys.
We have new zones proposed. We have boundary changes that we are proposing. So it is a comprehensive look.
Sarah Fangman is the sanctuary superintendent. Corals especially have been hard hit in recent years by bleaching and disease. Fangman says those may be caused by factors outside of local control, but she says it's still worth taking steps that can help make the whole ecosystem more resilient.
Right now, our system is really weakened from a variety of challenges, and so the strategies we're proposing aren't going to fix those global issues, but what they're going to do is help this system be stronger.
The restoration blueprint will be available on the sanctuary website starting Tuesday. The public will have until the end of January to respond and comment on the plan. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.